Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the shadow of crumbling skyscrapers and under the watchful gaze of abandoned office windows, a silent, verdant revolution marches through the streets. What was once a vibrant testament to human achievement now hosts a different kind of gathering, one that's green, wild, and relentlessly persistent. Here, we'll journey through the surreal landscapes, where concrete jungles have transformed into literal ones, where the urban wild claims its ancient rights. The air is heavy with the scent of earth and growth. A symphony of birdsong replaces the morning traffic hum. Vines creep up steel bones of bridges, while wildflowers adorn the sidewalks with careless splashes of color. This phenomenon, this return of the urban wild, is perhaps the purest embodiment of nature's power to endure and reclaim. As we navigate through the city's transformation, we witness rare floral species peeking through cracks in the pavement, trees splitting roads in half, and a myriad of animals scuttling through the undergrowth. It seems fantastical, yet here it is, the earth, breathing life back into the skeletal remains of our urban existence. There's an eerie beauty in the decrepitude, a haunting reminder that Mother Nature does not borrow land. She simply bides her time. In this forsaken realm, we meet remnants of the old world, a solitary red stop sign now clad in ivy, its command faded and ignored. Stop, it once demanded, but life flows past it unheeded. As we delve deeper, a fox darts across what used to be a busy intersection, her kits in tow, dashing between safe havens among weathered cars that have become planters for the wild. The untamed urban flora and fauna no longer recognize the domain of humanity, but the story of reclamation is bittersweet. Amidst the thrill of witnessing this unrestrained rebirth, there is a haunting melancholy for what has been lost. These are places where children once laughed, couples walked, and life thrived in its most orderly chaos. Now life thrives again, differently, untamed, perhaps as it was always meant to be. Could this be deemed a victory for the earth? Some may whisper to themselves it is a return to balance, they say. But the memory lingers. When the balance was in our hands, we let it slip like sand through fingers too negligent to grasp its importance. Our hubris has been brought to its knees, not with the roar of war or the rhetoric of revolution, but with the whispering resurgence of the planet's innate resilience. What might the future hold for these spaces? Will they remain as memorials of our past indifference, or will the wild serve to educate, to remind, to provoke? Perhaps they are galleries displaying the fragility of civilization and the fierce, recuperating power of a planet that does not yield to the follies of man. Yet for now, we wander through this reimagined realm, taking notes and pictures, bearing witness. In the heart of these green dystopias, a story of rebirth, resilience, and awe unfolds, inviting us to ponder in the silence left by our absence. And as the earth reclaims, we ask not for redemption, for that implies there is time and will to mend. Instead, we observe, we document, and in doing so, uncover a profound lesson in humility. The return of the urban wild is a testament to nature's unwavering resolve. Let it be known that amidst the direst of predictions, the planet's heartbeat continues, stubborn, hopeful, and even in the face of human error, beautifully indomitable.